Friday was the last children's story time at a Juno Library branch that's been in the Mendenhall Mall for more than 30 years. The days of checking out books and grabbing a slice of pizza are over because the branch is moving to a new location at the end of the month. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
One morning, Bear heard.
About 15 kids are sitting crisscross applesauce, listening to Amelia Jenkins read a picture book. She works at the Mendenhall Valley Library. Her audience is sometimes captive, sometimes not. But she knows how to handle the crowd.
Every week is different. There are some weeks when everybody just wants to sit on a lap and listen quietly, and there's other weeks, like today, when everybody just wants to do the hokey pokey for half an hour straight.
Kids can check out the books at the end of story time, which is exactly what library staff want. Left behind materials have to be transported to the new location, so patrons are encouraged to check out up to 40 books. You could check out all the Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, Hunger Games, and 50 Shades of Grey series, and you'd only be halfway. I know we're in a library and we're supposed to be quiet, but is it okay if I ask you some questions?
Yes, this is a new age library. We talk here.
MJ Grandy is the Youth Services Librarian. She's worked for the library for 15 years and is excited about the new 20,000 square foot space at Diamond Park. It costs $14 million to build, paid for by a grant from the state, and a city sales tax. Another million was contributed by the Friends of the Juno Public Libraries. Of all the perks, there's one Grandy says she's looking forward to the most.
Space. We are almost doubling our footage here, so the kids area and the kids programming is a really dominant part of the library, so we're going to have a lot more space in the new one.
There's also wheelchair-accessible reading nooks and a room that has its own teen advisory committee to decide function and decor. But probably the biggest difference is it won't be sandwiched between a restaurant and a tanning salon. Grandy says not too long ago, it wasn't uncommon to see a library in a mall.
You know, kind of in the 70s when malls were really getting established as a destination, a one-stop. You come in, you can do your shopping, you can do your library, you could do other business. That evolution in the role of malls in culture has changed.
For Letha Bethel, the old location has been convenient. She's a stay-at-home mom with two kids and another she watches during the day.
He's got a little green on his mouth.
Yeah, we eat the markers more than we color with them.
Hi.
She says the kids love dancing and singing at the reading circle, the toys in the children's section, and of course...
the books.
That's your favoriteest part?
They walk to the Mendenhall Mall on sunny days, and Bethel says she's sad the library will be closed for the next few months as it moves to its new location.
It'll be nice, though, that it'll be bigger, hopefully, and more space for them to run around. So they're excited to see it, and it's right next to the pool, so...
Oh, that's nice.
But will she check out 40 books?
For their sake, probably not, because I don't know if they'd last at our house.
Bethel says she might consider checking out one or two before the Mendenhall Valley Library closes on August 31st. It opens back up at Diamond Park sometime in November. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.